Okay, so let me start.
Bechavod.
With your permission. The Mishnah tells us the two best days of the year is today, but was Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, Yom Kippurim. A comparison between today and Yom Kippur. As some Chachamim emphasized to us, the power of Tu B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Actually, according to the Ari, the Zohar says, the month of Av and the month of Tammuz were taken by Esav. And Esav's superior is the Satan. But Tu B'Av, even though it's in the middle of the month, it's so-called Esav owns. Tu B'Av is so powerful, cuts the influence and the energy of Esav. So come to Gemara and says, well, Yom Kippur, I understand it's a good day because we got the second tablets. So it's a day of forgiveness. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. It's a very good day. But what do you know about Tu B'Av? It was today. What is this? It's a cut of day. But actually it's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. And something like we have 45 days before Nisan. It's like we had two tablets. The Jewish calendar is like two tablets. The winter time and the summer time. 6 months in the summer, 6 months in the winter. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the winter. And Nisan is the beginning of so-called summer. And both of those dates, 45 days before, have something very special. Before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 45 days before, is Tu B'Shvat, also 15th day, the 15th day. And before Rosh Hashanah, 45 days, is Tu B'Av. The number 45 in Kabbalah has a very strong meaning. Because the word Geulah, redemption, in Hebrew Geulah, the make a value of the word Geulah is 45. It means likewise, Rosh Hashanah, we believe that we're going to hear the shofar of Mashiach.
Amen.
The same thing, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's beginning of the Gula. It's different Gula. So Tu B'Av, that's what they say, a very powerful day. It means, as of today, there's a new thing, a new sense of redemption. That's really the power. But the question is, what's the power? Tu B'Shvat, we know. It's Rosh Hashanah Ilanot, there's a lot of other secrets about it. But the Gemara wants to find out, what is the power of Tu B'Av? What is this? Gemara says the first thing that happened in Tu B'Av, that in the desert, after the spies came back and told us that Israel is not for us, giants over there, Amalek is over there, people are very strong over there. So, excuse me, we cried and we said, we don't want to go. Goshen was very upset and said, men between age 20 and 60 will perish in the desert. Says the Gemara that for the next 38 years in the desert, every Tisha B'Av, men between 20 and 60 used to go outside the camp and dug their own grave and went inside. On Tisha B'Av morning, Moshe used to come outside and he said, whoever is alive, come out. And every day, every year, About 15,000 and change died to cover them. The last year, I mean, this is the 40th year in the desert. After 585,000 people died already, about. So the last 15,000 went down before Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av into their own grave, their own pit. Tisha B'Av morning, Moshe Rabbeinu came outside, and surprisingly, he sees all of them alive. They're supposed to be dead Tisha B'Av in the morning. So then, don't come out. Maybe there's a mistake in the calendar. So, was Tisha B'Av, was 10th of Av, 11, 12, 13, 14. They stayed over there in the pit. Because Moshe said, I don't know, something's wrong with the calendar. You're supposed to be dying. You're supposed to be dying because you're part of the 600,000. On Tu B'Av, Moshe said, oh, you see the moon is full already. I don't know, probably it's a mistake, get out. And the last 15,000 is supposed to have survived. So Gemara says, okay, you see, Tu B'Av. What is the holiday? Gemara says, well, it's a very big day, Tu B'Av. I said, what happened? I said, I said, you know, stop dying. Oh, stop dying. So, this is a decree of 600,000 to die. Okay, so the last 50,000 did not die. You don't call it a holiday. You don't call it a holiday. Even if they would survive for any reason, it's not something to have a jubilee because, you know, it's a decree and you're supposed to die. He deserved a death penalty, whatever it is. Hashem was very upset at you people. So, miraculously, you know, he didn't die. Okay, so therefore what? Therefore you are very happy, says, living to him in Israel, it's the best day of the year. According to Zohar, it's even bigger than Yom Kippur. What's so great about it? You know, stop dying in the desert. Don't stop dying in the desert. There's no corona. If you have corona, we can celebrate, but Hashem, no corona. But this is a decree from Hashem. They had to die because they cried, they don't want to go to Israel. So it means, we finish dying, it means the decree is over, okay? But the decree is over is not because the decree will continue. There's nobody to die anymore, it's the end. Everybody died, it's finished. So what's so happy about it? And Gemara's strength, Gemara doesn't say this wrong, but says that it's a sufficient reason to celebrate that day too well. So, Gemara says, so what else happened? Gemara says, I'll tell you what happened. Once was somebody was misbehaved from the tribe of Binyamin. And Am Yisrael came and fought Binyamin, wanted to kill the whole tribe of Binyamin. At the end, they came up with a verdict, nobody should intermarry with that tribe. Very bad people, Binyamin. You can imagine we would not have had Purim. We would not have Mordechai and Esther. And one day, out of nowhere, they decided to cancel that decision. Yes, you're right. What happened? Why did you change your mind? He said, they're not good people. He said, they want to intermarry with them. Out of nowhere, so when was that date on the calendar? Happened to be, this was on the 15th day of Tu B'Av. Okay, so since they came with this cancellation notice that anybody can marry even somebody from the tribe of Benjamin, holiday. What's holiday about it? And I said, okay, let me tell you something else. Remember a few weeks ago, we read in the Torah that the heads of the tribe of Menashe came to Moshe and said, Moshe, we have a problem. Here we are, there are five girls over here. They're going to inherit the father's territory in Eretz Israel. And if they're going to get married to a boy from another tribe, it means that territory that those girls own is going to be transferred to another tribe. It's going to be an island. Happened to be Menashe. There are five girls from Menashe, the daughters of Tzlofrad. And they're looking for shidduch. They're already over 40 years old, and they cannot find a shidduch. And he looking all over Shiduch, and they came to Moshe, look at Moshe. They might end up marrying somebody from another tribe. You know what it means. If the girl marries somebody from another tribe, the territory, the property goes on the husband's name. It means if he's from Shevet Reuven, he's from Shevet Shimon, or from any tribe, it means automatically that piece of land that this girl had and owned, you're going to put a sign over there, this is a restricted area. That property doesn't belong anymore to the tribe of Menashe. Because the owner over here married somebody from Shevet Menashe. And they came to Moshe and said, in the text, in the Torah, Parashat Maaseh. That's how the Torah ends, Parashat Maaseh, Sefer Bamidbar. You know, Moshe said, we don't want this to happen. And Moshe said, you know what? Ask Hashem. Hashem said, you're right. Those girls must marry somebody from their own tribe. In order, the land should not be transferred from one tribe to the other ones. Every tribe should dwell on its own place. And this again, this is the end of the Torah. Come to Gemara and says, you know what happened? Again, we don't know the year. Maybe we do, but I don't. On to Be'av, there's a convention, and people decided, cancel that. Doesn't matter. You may marry anybody you want. Excuse me? It's in the Torah, in the text. Hashem said, don't do it. Hashem said, you got to marry somebody from your own tribe in order for properties not to be transferred from one tribe to the other. Nah, doesn't matter. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? You know what? That decision was made by Hashem just for that generation only. It's irrelevant anymore. How can you say something? Can you say, you know, Shabbat was made for that generation. Sukkah, generation. Every mitzvah you take, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like the reform Jews. I say, forget about this Siddur that Mordechai and Shadar made a new Siddur. And you know, once I was in the hospital. I don't know, Chim Shabbat, I was in the hospital. I was a Jewish guy in reform. I never knew what reform is. Forgive me, the reform people. So I was in the emergency room on Shabbat, and the guy next to me was a Jew, but he was reform. So he opened up the radio on Shabbat, and he's joining his congregation, davening. And I hear the chazan. I hear the chazan. Happened to me, a very good chazan. Very good chazan. He's doing the chazara, halacha 18. Completely different what we have. Let's say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Sara, Elokei Rivka. He says, adding hair back and forth. What do you mean? This is the Siddur that Mordechai made. Hashem Yisrael Olam made it. Chachami made it. What do you mean you change? You're changing. They omit certain things. They added things. Torah says, listen, Hashem, don't Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen, Moshe. Every girl should marry somebody from its own tribe. In the Torah, in the text. And here comes one day, Am Yisrael, tell Hashem, disregard it. Women disregard it. That thing was made only for the generation. You're not supposed to say it. It's not true. But this is what the Gemara says. It's happened. Today you're allowed to marry anybody. In the time of the Avodah, you're married anybody. You didn't have to marry somebody from your own tribe. So what happened? It says it's the Torah. No, it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? And how do you get it? Who gave you permission to do such a thing? And what's the concept behind it? As Torah said, Moshe told them, you're right. So the Torah describes this week, Moshe describes what happened in the desert in those 38 years. So the language, the state, the Torah reads like this: "Asher tamu, anshe melchama al mudbekev machane," when the soldiers finished dying from the camp. Then Hashem spoke to Moshe. Says the Gemara, 38 years in the desert, if you read the Torah, you should know Hashem did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. As long as those people that are supposed to die are still alive. When they finish dying, then Hashem resumed so-called his relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem spoke to Moshe. But in the description, Hashem describes those people, the 600,000 people, is Anshei HaMilchama. The soldiers. What soldiers? Not soldiers. Regular people. Excuse me. 600,000 people. Regular people. As a decree, we cry to Hashem. We don't want to go to Eretz Israel. We want to go back to Egypt. Was the decree. There was no war. The spies came back and said, it's not for us. And they replied. So Torah just said, I'm Israel. The nation, the people, they did not want to go, died. And then Hashem resumed so-called Israel with Moshe Rabbeinu. But Torah gave them a title, Anshei HaMilchama, the people of the war. War, which war? Yeah, war. It's true, it's called, we came out of Egypt, Hashem calls us like the army. But Hashem doesn't call us as soldiers. Not a soldier. I'm a regular person from Israel that came out of Egypt. No. You should know the secret of why Hashem was upset at you is because you're a soldier. Who if I'm fighting with nobody. I said I don't want to go. You know, Elul is coming. Says the Gemara, Hashem created Teshuvah before he created this world. Says the Gemara, Hashem, before he created this world, he created the Torah. He created Beit HaMikdash upstairs. He created this chair. He created Teshuvah. And the reason the Gemara says, the Torah told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how many worlds already you destroyed? So the Ari says, prior to this planet that we have today, we don't know exactly how many years before, was exactly the same planet. Says the Ari, the only difference was they did not get the Torah. But Ari says, Leon Levi told him, Moshe Rabbeinu was from the world before, Datan and Avim were from the world before, Abimim from the world before. It's a list of people. They come here, but Ari told Ari, they were in the world before. Prior to this planet was another one, a few thousand years ago. And Hashem destroyed it. And Ari says, the people here used to be the animals in the world before. And the animals here used to be the people from the world before. And the people here used to be the animals. Says the Gemara, the Torah asks Hashem, why do you create again? What's the purpose? It's going to be the same disaster. Says the Gemara, this is just the world before this one. But you know, we're talking about billions of years. Billions of years? So Hashem, excuse me, created worlds and destroyed them. Why not to that? It's a secret, why? We'll never understand it, says Ari, and Rav Chaim Avivin after Mashiach will come. Why did Hashem do it? But it's a game or something. For what Hashem does it? We don't know. We never get to understand. But this is the information. Teshuvah. In Teshuvah, Hashem told the Torah, I'm going this time to create something else. I'm going to give this world Torah, and I'm going to also give them a chance of Teshuvah. This was weird. The power of the Shuva. It's not such thing somebody, I regret. You can imagine, Hashem, somebody had an accident. Of course, by mistake, right? Talking about normal people. He comes out of the car and says, sorry, bye. Sorry, bye. Look at the damage. Look at what you did to my car. I said, sorry, the Shuva. I did the Shuva. What did the Shuva? Look at the damage. So the person has to know when he does something, it does damage. It's damage. In Shamayim, it's damage. It's sin. That's the thing, Teshuvah. Mm-hmm. Teshuvah. Hashem said, that's the power of Teshuvah. You do Teshuvah, if you do Teshuvah, ahava, because you love Hashem, not because you're afraid of punishment, then whatever you did is considered even a mitzvah. It's halach and rama. So, you don't know what the concept is. It's a secret about it. Teshuvah me'ahava, if you do Teshuvah because you love Hashem, forget what you did in the past. Not only did you do a sin, the thing became a mitzvah. Wow. It's halacha and Rambam. And if you don't do teshuva because you love Hashem, you just do teshuva because you might see, Chas Shalom, yourself in Gehenom, or you can have something bad in your life. Also it's good, but that does not change the sin into a mitzvah, change it from so-called doing something on purpose, like to not purpose. From mizit to shogeg. Also, it's part of teshuva. And of course, for Yom Kippur, certain avirot Hashem erases completely, and sometimes Yom Kippur, sometimes later, teshuva. Here comes the Torah and tells us a story. Look, after the spies came back, it was Tisha B'Av at night. We cried all night. The Moshe came and said, listen, State of the Union, Hashem just told me to tell you, you cried for nothing, but you're going to die now in the desert. Your children will enter the desert. In the text, the Torah says, Moshe repeats it. And Moshe says, Moshe writes in the Torah, what happened was when you heard it, you got shaken up. You got shaken up, and he told Moshe, he told me, sorry, Chatan, Teshuva. We are going. Each of us took the sword and says, we're leaving. And Moshe says, don't go, you're going to die. You're going to be attacked over there. He said, we're leaving. The Torah describes the scenery. That Moshe stayed in the camp together with the ark. And we don't know how many people from the 600,000 and up that were supposed to go. And we said, other ones started to run. And of course, there was a Knani over there, Amalek, came to them and killed them. We ran back. Moshe said, I told you don't go. I said, excuse me. They made teshuva, they said, Chatanu. It's the biggest thing in the world. They came to Moshe and said, tell Hashem, sorry. What did I do? I said, I don't want to go to Israel. Okay. It's not Chas Shalom. I didn't do the golden calf. I didn't do anything. I just said, I don't want to go to Israel. And I had a reason to say that. Because the spy told me, and my rabbi came back and told me, this is too hard for you. You're going to die over there. There's giants over there. The commander said, just look at the giant. People used to have a heart attack. Okay, so I didn't do anything. I just made a statement. Okay. After a few hours, I said, sorry. So, teshuva. Teshuva was created before this world. Hashem said, Moshe said, don't. What do you mean don't? What happened? I thought Hashem made teshuva. Hashem loves teshuva. Shivinu. Hashem said, what happened? I didn't do teshuva. The Gemara tells us like this. The way the Torah describes the scenery, we came out of Egypt, we got to Yam Suf, the water was in front of us. In back of us, there's millions of soldiers, Egyptians, running after us. So I'll describe the scenery. We screamed at Moshe. He says, Moshe, we told you we don't want to leave Egypt. Look, it's finished. Now we can do nothing. In front of us is Yam Suf, and in the back is the Egyptians, all coming with the munitions. And it took millions of people. So the Gemara says, part of Am Yisrael said, let's go fight them. What are we going to do now? We're like sheep. And the Torah says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe told us this, Hashem told me to tell you, Hashem is going to fight for you. Hashem yilachem lachem, b'kim tachar rishon. You have to have emuna in Hashem. You need an army. You need an army. But you have to know, the power of the army is emunah in Hashem. I have to have an army to protect myself. I don't say no. But I have to know, it's not in my hand. It's in the hand of Hashem. I have to pray to Hashem, He should give me the strength, He should protect me. And that's what Moshe told us. Don't you do nothing. Stand idle. See, Yam Suf is in front of me, it's just behind you. Hashem is going to do the thing. And eventually, he went into Yam Suf. And we crossed, and all the minutes died. The Navi tells us, the Gemara tells us the same story happened. The first Saddam Hussein, his name was Sancheriv. after he took 10 shrines, expelled them behind Tibet, next to China. Destroyed the whole world. He's maybe the most powerful king. He used to take country after country, take all the people, move them to another place. Everybody lost their house, all the possession. The whole world, he says. Bilbelet kol olam. And then he came to Yerushalayim after he took the 10 tribes, millions of Jews, behind Sambatya. By the way, I don't know if you know, but Hitler, Yimach Shemo, he said after he's going to finish to kill all the Jews here, he's going to China, to Tibet, to kill the rest of the Jews over there. He knew of them. And he had a map. And I had a map in my hand also. Somebody gave me the map of Hitler. It's called Bnei Moshe. I says, this guy sent over there millions of Jews. He came to Yerushalayim. He came to Yerushalayim in the siege. Yerushalayim is going to finish Yerushalayim. Yeshayahu HaNavi came to Hezekiah and said, listen, don't worry. I'm a prophet. I'm telling you, you're going to see a miracle. So the Gemara says, Nabi says, Hezekiah, before he went to sleep, he said, Hashem, listen, I'm saying Shema Yisrael. I trust you. I have no time and strength now to go army fighting them. Forget about it. Says the Nabi, in the morning, Hezekiah opened up the shade. The millions of soldiers dead on the floor. And Navi. It's not, you know, Alibaba. Navi. The Emunah in Hashem is something that you have to have until everything. Even a siege of this powerful, the most powerful king ever, that the whole world he was able to conquer and change everything. Nothing. All dead. All the heat went away. Everybody's dead. Here comes Moshe and tells us, look, the Egyptians behind you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. The spies came back and said, listen, Israel is not for you. I said, what's not for me? What's the problem over there? Look, there are giants over there. The tremendous big walls to protect the whole town. Amalek is dead. It's impossible. What was the mistake? The mistake is because the Gemara says Hashem never meant we should fight. Actually, when Yeshua was ready to capture Eretz Israel, he sent flyers all over. And he told the people in Eretz Israel, and this is our country. Hashem gave it to us. You want to live, live. Live with peace. Pack up your stuff. Put on the trucks and leave. If not, we're going to come. So the Gemara says one nation, Girgashi, went and they moved to Morocco, Tunisia, and Libya, and Algeria. Those people over there, in so-called in North America, North Africa, I'm sorry, they're different than everybody else. The manners and everything. You see, in Morocco, for example, no, Morocco is, even Tunisia, but Morocco is something, something, something. The whole thing is all Morocco. Because the goyim in Morocco are from that nation that left Eretz Israel upon the request of Yeshua. We don't want comfort with you. Eretz Israel is a present from Hashem. And the Gemara says that Torah starts, Bereshit bara Elokim, Neshamim Taretz. Hashem started creation. Tell you Hashem owns the world. The Gemara says to tell you that Hashem gives you a land. You don't capture. So we got that Israel not because Yeshua captured it. Yeshua captured it because he didn't want to live. But the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him Israel, just start walking towards Israel. He's not fighting over there. He's not fighting. There are giants over there. Who cares about a giant? You move over there. You're not fighting a giant. Fighting a giant, I understand. To fight a giant is very scary. He will tell you, Amalek, so you get scared. But it's only if you fight with him. But if Hashem said, don't fight, just walk inside, there's not no reason to be afraid of them. If there's reason to be afraid of them, Hashem would have said, okay, go start a war with them. No. Torah says in the text, Alechesh. Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu go tell them, just walk over there. Walk with your family. They're leaving. They're not going to leave. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of them. And the Torah says Hashem is going to send a wasp, a special wasp, to bite them. They're going to die if they want to leave. It's in the Torah, the text. So the spies came back and they said, we cannot make it. So why can't we make it? How are you going to win the war? How are you going to win the war? The Torah says, Caleb went on the bench and said, listen, I don't understand. Who asked you to fight? Doesn't matter what the spies said. The spies said, right, there are giants over there. But we're not going to fight a giant. We're going to come up with a giant and going to leave. He said, why? Because Hashem is going to make sure they're going to leave. If they're not going to leave, don't worry about it. Hashem did something to Hezekiah. Hashem will do it to you. Hashem did something to all the Egyptians. They drowned in the water. Hashem do it to them. Don't worry about it. But he said, I'm going to cry. He cried. Where are we going to go? So what do you mean? He didn't accept the idea of moving to Israel. You thought you have to fight. For this you cry, huh? For nothing. Okay. Moshe came up to them and said, listen, Hashem told me, we're all going to die. He said, oh, no, Moshe, tshuva. Katanu, pain on the heart. Sorry. Okay, good. He said he's sorry. Perfect. What should have done? He said, Moshe, this is the cloud over here. Tomorrow, the cloud moves, we follow the cloud. Instead, the Torah said in the text, what happened? Each one of us took a sword and said, okay, we're going to fight. Excuse me? We didn't do tshuva. Your sin was that you don't have emunah in Hashem. Hashem does it. And because you have no emunah, he said, you want to go back to Egypt? Hashem said, you're going to die in the desert. Okay, you say, sorry. Okay, sorry means what? Teshuvah. Teshuvah on what? Teshuvah not that you cry. Teshuvah that you said, I don't want to go because I'm afraid of the Amalek, I'm afraid of the giants. So teshuvah means emunah. I'm afraid of nobody. That's what Caleb said. Be afraid of nobody. Just keep walking. Instead, you say, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. Moshe says, do I emphasize it? Moshe and the Hechal, the Ark, stayed in the desert. Because the Gemara says, every word Am Yisrael went in the desert, the Ark was in the front. The Ark is Hashem, the Aaron. You follow the cloud, you follow the Ark. The Ark is here. Where are you going? We're going to Israel. You're going to Israel without the Ark? You're going to fight? That's what the disaster. That's what the Torah gives that nation, that 600,000 people, a title, Anshei HaMelchama. The people of the war. Which war? Because they're not moving to Israel. They're going to fight. You have to have emunah in Hashem 100%. Hashem does the job. And Saddam Hussein threw his 39 missiles. Abraham Kanevsky told everybody, don't close yourself in the room. Open up the windows. Open up the windows. I happen to be there when the missile fell. And my father opened the door, the windows. He ran into a special room, shelters. Listen, if you believe in Hashem, you don't do these things. You don't do. Ask. The Gdol Hador, the chief, Roshon Etzion, and the Babetzel Rebbe, they said, nothing will happen. I don't close myself in the room. I don't close. I'm not fighting. I have a munna. On Tu B'Av, says the Gemara, you should know what happened to B'Av. Tu B'Av is a special day. The day is full of energy of a munna in Hashem. That day, Hashem wanted to show you something. The last 15,000 change did not die. And it says, but on Tu B'Av, Moshe told him, get out of your own grave. And so what happened? Hashem wanted to show you something. This is the day of Emunah. You can get Emunah. You're not fighting. You're going to move towards Israel. The Gemara says this is the power of this day, Emunah. And let's get something similar to Yom Kippur. You got the Torah because Torah is Emunah. Continues the Gemara. I said, I want to tell you something else. There are two more things being compared to Yom Suf. Zivug. Shiduch, for your children, for your grandchildren. Ma said it's the hardest thing, like crossing Yom Tov. What's so hard about it? I called my matchmaker. Okay, go please meet somebody. What's so hard? And I said, listen, it's like Yom Tov. Hey, Yom Tov. What's so hard? Yom Tov? How can you compare it to Yom Tov? And I said, Parnassah is the same thing. Make a living really is like Yom Tov. What do you mean? It's not hard, Baruch Hashem. I got a good job. The Gemara means something you should know. When you're at a job, or you're looking for a wife, or you are in a marriage, you have to have emuna in Hashem, that Hashem does everything. Then everything goes smoothly. Then you have some difficulties in the business, I don't care. It's from Hashem. I do it right. You conduct your business with honesty. And what happened? The customer steals from you. He's accounted upstairs. Hashem will give it to you. No, I will take him to court. You hire a lawyer. It's called lack of emuna. Like Yom Tov. What happened, Yom Tov? We said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to fight. Moshe said, don't fight nothing. We have to have emuna in Hashem. Don't fight. Stand still, Hashem does it for you. You're looking for a shidduch, you're looking for shalom bayit. I said, you have to believe in Hashem. It's not the husband, it's not the wife. It's not the father-in-law, it's not the mother-in-law. It's not nobody. It's not, you said, nothing. The whole thing is just lack of emunah. If you believe in Hashem, it's like, imagine you in Yom Tov. Yom Tov? What do you mean, Yom Tov? I'm paralyzed. I can do nothing. Yom Tov in front of me, in the back of me is the Egyptian. What should I do? Nothing. Emunah. Like Ma'a says, B'shut ha'emunah nigalim. B'shut ha'emunah, Hashem is going to save us. Rabbi said, look, Shiduch is the same thing, huh? Come to the Gemara, says, I'll tell you something. You know what happened to Be'er? I'll tell you what happened to Be'er. One day, Shevi Binyamin did not behave, and Amasa said, we're not getting married into Shevi Binyamin. Oh, no. Are you decided you don't want to marry him? I mean, maybe this is your Shiduch from Shevi Binyamin. How can you make it? I mean, you made it? He says, no. Shiduch is exactly like Yom Tov. You don't think about it, and you don't make yourself rules and declaration, this less, she's a love less, he's not for them. Cancel it. When I'm going to cancel it? Too bad. Because this is the day of Amunah. Come to the Gemara, say, I want to tell you something else. In the Torah, in the text, it says, you should marry one of your tribes. Doesn't apply anymore. Why doesn't apply anymore? Because only that generation. What do you mean? Because the Torah tells you the story, you know what happened? That generation, the heads of the tribe of Menashe came to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, it's not right to do. I said, oh, that's what you have in your head. So for your head, yeah, marry on tribe. But if you come to a concept of Emuna, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, who cares? She's from that tribe, she's from that tribe. Property's from here, property's from here. Everything's from Hashem. Everything's from Hashem, we don't care about this thing. You have to have Emuna in Hashem 100%. Actually, the Gemara says, you know what happened on Tu B'Av? Okay, it's the best holiday of the year. You know what? So people used to go to the vineyard, girls and boys, and get engaged without going on a date for 5 years and then getting divorced. Go to the vineyard, say, hello, honey. Yeah, shalom, mazal tov. I don't care what your father does, and I don't care what your brother does. I don't care about this. You seem like you have a good heart. Mazal tov, finished. I says, that's the power of this day? I thought you're going to tell me, Tu B'Av, whoa, sit here, be on the roof. This, nothing. Emuna. If this is your wife, Chaim said, you know what? The downfall of this world is a shidduch crisis. All the divorces, and the problem in Shalom Bayit, everything is because something our grandfather, Adam HaRishon, did. And this is in our genes, lack of emunah. Says, you know what? I tell you, secret of our life is after Adam HaRishon was created, Hashem brought Adam HaRishon a wife. It's called First Chava. She was like an angel. Hashem said, like her? I said, no. Hashem brought it to you. No, she's not cute. No. I don't like her nose. I don't like the way she doesn't have high heel shoes. Yeah. She's too skinny, too heavy. It is. Buck teeth. No. She's not for me. She's not for me. Says the Ari, says the Zohar. That girl got married to the Satan, the Satan's wife. So Hashem said, "Are you don't want her?" Some said, "No. Be with somebody else." I'm waiting somebody. Okay. Hashem put the Adam HaRishon anesthesia. Come after anesthesia, says Chava. Say, "Yeah, that's the one. That's the one he's going to give you to eat from the tree. And that's the one that Hashem did not designate for you. That's the one you asked. You denied the one Hashem wanted to give it to you. You denied the first marriage. You denied the wife from Hashem. That's the secret of our life. Problem shalom bayit, problem mishiduchim, divorce, can find my zivuk, all this. Blame our grandfather, Adam HaRishon. Tu be'av, the opposite. That's what the Gemara says. What are you doing, Tu be'av? Tu be'av, we haven't get married yet. The Gemara says, you go to the vineyard, you see a girl, you said, the girl is good. The Gemara says, all of them had to wear the same clothing. All of them. Not somebody more fancy than others. All simple girls. Talking about hundreds of thousands of girls. Every Tu be'av, this is what they used to do. This is tikkun, correction of what Adam HaRishon did. This is the downfall of this world because so-called the Gemara said Adam HaRishon had a lack of emunah, especially when Hashem tries to match you with somebody who said, this is not for me. It's lack of emunah. That's the whole power. Today, it's 45 days before Rosh Hashanah, if you have emunah, the Gemara said, Amen.